The recent health care bill was much talked about in the news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Orenstein, postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, San Francisco, delves into a less covered portion of this failed legislation that might have had big consequences.
The American Health Care Act was the recent Republican proposal to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, sometimes known as Obamacare. The bill received a lot of attention after being introduced on March 7th, with most of the focus on estimates that it would cause 24 million people to lose insurance coverage and increase costs for many others. Many of the bill's changes would be critically important to health, but let's draw attention to some less discussed changes that could damage public health and benefit tobacco companies. While this particular bill is no longer being actively considered in Congress, future proposals are likely and may take a similar approach. First, the bill would have terminated the Prevention and Public Health Fund established by the ACA. This fund currently provides over 12% of program funding for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including support for tobacco control programs across the country. Among many other programs, this fund allowed CDC to create the first federally funded anti-smoking media campaign, Tips from Former Smokers. Tips has helped prompt millions of smokers to attempt to quit, and the 2012 campaign alone is credited with preventing 17,000 premature deaths and the loss of 179,000 years of healthy life across the population. Second, the bill would have removed essential health benefits requirements for some Medicaid programs, and possibly other insurers as well, eliminating their obligation to cover preventive care, like smoking cessation, at no cost to the patient. Additional proposed changes to the structure of the Medicaid program would also likely lead to reduced coverage and more limited benefits. These and other proposed changes would reduce the ability of public health authorities to pursue effective tobacco control programs and provide help to smokers who want to quit. Without such programs, fewer smokers will quit, meaning they will continue to die prematurely and incur higher healthcare costs that are shared with the public. Only one group benefits from cutting these programs, big tobacco, who get to keep more people smoking.
That was David Orenstein of the University of California, San Francisco. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. It's the saddest thing.